There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Oh. I want to know how
how are we talking?
How
are we talking Michael Jackson high? I mean, Chris Rock? This is like...
No, this is even Chris Rock. I'm taking a piss.
Yeah.
Who's
yeah.
that?
Yeah. No, I swear, like, sick. Me and the boys, we were just...
Imagine.
Hello,
I did the putty cat. I think that's what I was doing. I said,
what's that?
I thought I thought putty cat. I did. Tweety bird.
Oh, yeah.
I did the putty cat. And I was also, I think I was doing the mix of that and what, like, what a random tune.
Is that with LL Cool J and J-Lo?
Yeah.
Banger. J-Lo has the best bangers.
Careful.
What?
We don't like J-Lo.
What does she do?
She's a thief. She steals from black people.
Oh.
Ashanti, did you not know about that whole scandal?
No, but I didn't really. I thought it was more, I didn't know it was directly J-Lo's fault.
I think it is. I'm very sure that we have all decided really we don't like her.
Oh, man.
And it's because she's an appropriator. And she's not that talented. You know what I mean?
But can I just say one more song?
Okay, go on. You can like her, though. You can like
her. It's too late. You got it. Oh, look into my eyes in motion.
I don't know.
No, wait. Look into my eyes in motion. You love me like a four-leaf clover. I'm into you, baby.
I've never heard this.
It's too late. And then Lil Wayne comes in.
Lil Wayne?
Yeah.
And so it was a big song?
Mm-hmm.
What the hell? Lots of things I don't know these days. Like,
it's a really old song.
Did you know House Party?
What?
The film? I feel like you didn't.
Sorry, House Party? Yes, I absolutely did. What with that...
With who? Huh?
Tossing Co in it.
No, the old one. Did you know that it was a remake?
Oh, was it a remake? Do you know what? That makes sense, actually, because it felt quite old school. It reminded me of, like, you know, Paper Soldiers, Don't Be a Menace? Is that a film?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I kind of remember that kind of
era.
It
was that genre, yeah, as in the original. So I didn't know it. I'd never heard of it.
I wasn't really a fan of those films.
I hadn't even heard of the new one. I don't know if any
He's got a task for
Yeah, someone said, well, my brother said my black card is revoked. And my boyfriend was screaming, like, how do you not know?
Do you know
this?
What? I feel like that particular, like, no, actually, because of the age gap's not that mad. But there is an era of that those older guys, they like those kind of films.
Yes, that's what I they said. Did. He was like, shut up. He was like, you're yeah. saying this because everybody knows it. He was like, it's not about age. I think he said he was 2 when it came out. So what? He was like, it's not about age.
No, but it is. Because those kind of films were introduced to me because my boyfriend was about 3-4 years older than me at the time. And he was into those kind of...
But everyone in the group chat knew it.
Really?
I was the only weirdo.
Well,
yeah.
Me as well.
Yeah.
I watched the remake.
I didn't have a clue what any of this was. He was like, House Party. I was like,
what?
Is that a... Oh. I was like, are you talking about Project X?
I don't... What's Project X?
Oh my God. No. You're worse than me.
I know Soul Plane.
No, joking. No, Soul Plane. Project X isn't actually a black film. It came out in uni and it was like about that party that was wild. It was like a really wild party called Project X. And everybody used to call their parties Project X.
I feel like, yes. The people did call their parties Project
X. Yeah. Losers, isn't it? Bunch of losers. Myself included. So.
Do you know what's so funny? I'm not going to lie. Still at my big age, I get a bit excited about Red Cup. Like, I actually acknowledge it. I'm like, oh, Red Cup.
I kind of hear it. Because
that was a time, innit?
I don't know if I don't take a mental note, but it does make me happier to drink my drink.
Yeah, I'm like
party. Party. You wanna party.
That time was an interesting time. It kind of reminded me of, you know, the mannequin challenge.
Yeah, yeah. I still have a video of the mannequin challenge on my Instagram.
Yes. What songs? What, I thought of a song recently.
That girl is a real bad pleaser. Oh my God, that song became so annoying. It was so annoying at one point.
What a time.
We were having fun though.
And then when did the plank challenge as well?
Oh my God.
People used to do plank.
Huh?
You remember plank? People used to just plank anywhere.
Oh yeah,
remember?
Because I remember in uni we made up our own version and we called it spliffing.
Spliffing.
So basically, you would you would plank.
You guys are so sneaky, man. People, and you went to the good Birmingham uni as well, so it's like I know it's sneaky. It's not even cool.
People were doing it and sending us pictures.
Really?
Yeah.
Who?
It was people. They were probably as sneaky as us, but people were actually doing it. Basically, you wrap yourself up in like a rug or something, yeah. So you're spliff, and then you plank somewhere. So someone sent us one of them on top of a fridge.
What?
Yeah, spliffing. You heard air first.
Do you know what? Anything goes. What was another one? Was it like ice bucket challenge?
Ice bucket.
That was
challenge.
Years later, though, wasn't it? When was?
I think that was uni too. It was after uni.
What was that again?
You put a bucket of ice on your head. That was actually for charity, to be fair. But no, right. Nobody was given to the charity.
Fine.
They definitely weren't given to the charity. Yeah. They were just doing the challenge. Because I think it was some... God forgive me if I'm making this up. But I feel like the purpose of it was to be like... To feel like how they feel. The people that you're donating towards. Whatever the ice bucket challenge did would make you feel how they feel.
I wonder what cause that was for. Cult? Homeless people maybe? Cult? No,
I don't think it was. I think it was some kind of an illness. But anyway.
Interesting.
It was supposed to start a charity, but we all just made it fun.
Yeah, we made it fun.
I challenge you. I had a few challenges. I just closed my laptop.
You know black people, they're like, nah, I'm
good, thanks. Where am I going to go in this cold UK to stand outside and put a bucket of ice on my head for life?
It's true.
No.
What other challenges? There was that crate challenge where people, mainly in America, because I feel like they have time and space.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Not maybe time,
and
but it's in space.
To like try and build a high, yeah, and then a high like, crate. And they'll climb it. Yeah. That was so stupid. It was dangerous.
Yeah, it was dangerous.
Can't hurt yourself for a challenge.
I can't think of any other challenges.
Yeah, that was...
So cool.
It's just things have evolved now because it was a challenge era and now it's like a TikTok dance era. There's still challenges, but...
Yeah, they're not as...
They're like dancing.
Dangerous, yeah. Maybe.
It's not actually.
They're not as creative, I don't think.
Yeah, it's more like, can you do the wall and then... and then like...
What's this new one with the shimmies of the shoulders? With my big bull shoulders as well.
I find it really funny because that move is it's got black people by the neck, as in like
it does,
it's really tripping a lot of people up. Because I'm realizing that, oh, a lot of us can't dance.
Do you know what? I thought that in recent times as well, a lot of black people actually can't dance.
Yeah. You literally can't. Got a lot of black people on the ropes. Because the way everyone's struggling to catch that rhythm, I've seen people literally dancing like, you know, you go to your work Christmas party and someone gets too drunk and they're like, woo! Yeah. One of your managers, your director gets a bit loose. That's what it's giving. there's several black people. I'm like, you're no better than anybody else.
No,
you're bad.
No. What happened? Do you feel like, I think dancing's, has evolved in a way of like, you need to know particular moves. Because everyone, like, not everyone, but like black people, a lot of black people have rhythm, for example.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know why I'm about to mug you off. But I feel like you can dance. But then now in my, like, as well, I'm like, can you actually, do I see you dance?
Oh, damn, okay.
No, but you,
can I actually
but
dance?
You know, I'm like, do you do the moves?
No, I do like a, it's a two-step, everyone's got a two-step.
Yeah.
I don't think.
You got rhythm.
Yeah.
But I feel like dancing now requires you to like, no choreography.
Do you think? Well, I guess TikTok dancing. I don't think people are going to the club and doing the challenge. I don't think they are. And if they are, stop. I hope to God you're not doing that. So it's still the same two-step thing. You might do like a small one, like, you know, a mini light version that's a bit cool in the club.
Oh my gosh. I've come such a long way of dancing, you know. Oh my gosh. It used to really consume me.
As in how bad you were, or?
Well, how bad I was, how much anxiety it brought me because I couldn't dance. You know, sometimes like in uni, I'll be in the club and can you imagine, I'll look to someone like maybe on my far, far like left corner.
Yeah.
And then I would copy what they're doing.
Oh,
I'm like, can't be too obvious. Oh. I can't do copy somebody right in front of me.
Because that's awkward.
Because that's awkward. And I remember, you know, like, ooh.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, ooh, bounce. Bounce. Like, I couldn't.
You were off me?
Couldn't get off beat.
Oh my God.
But why though? Why can't I do that?
But that's so weird. I think maybe you're overthinking.
Yeah, I was overthinking. Yeah, yeah. I think, you know, sometimes with like anxiety, it like literally stifles your body.
It cripples
body.
You, yeah.
It cripples. Whereas up. Now, I can't dance in it, is yeah. what it is.
I mean, you do dance, step. It's fine, yeah.
Yeah.
You can't dance any less than but anyone else.
It was scary. It was so
It is intimidating when it's like... Because it's the entire evening. Like, you have to dance the whole night. And if you don't dance, you look weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really funny when I think about it that we really go to dark rooms and play loud music and move our bodies. It's like you're moving your body. It's really interesting.
Do you remember when I was dating that guy, really briefly, the guy who was into like I'm a piano and I was going to go out with him.
Oh, yeah.
So at night, I remember I was like, what am I going to do?
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm a piano will really.
What am I
going to
do? Stand there?
Yeah, if you don't have your I'm a piano two-step, you're finished. Because the I'm a piano two-step is different to the regular two-step.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit more of a bounce in it.
It's too much, man.
Yeah. We were actually talking about dancing the other day and we were saying like, you actually look way better when you really dance.
Yeah.
Like when you actually put your welly in it, you actually look way better. But it feels ridiculous, but you look better.
Bring back the slut drops, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you, literally
tonight,
poke it
I'll
out.
Be a naughty girl.
Imagine being in the out. Club at those in that era. What would you do? Literally, you got a slow wine to the floor. Yeah. We did a pole dance the other day. It was so good.
Oh, you did.
And it was really fun.
Did you
to
feel
like,
sexy?
No, but it was fun to do it. Even though, like, it was fun to try and do the sexy thing.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like I looked sexy, but I was like, this is fun. Like, it was actually really enjoyable. Because you know you see people on Instagram doing the whole, like, heeled class where they're, like, whining and stuff.
Yeah.
There's something really liberating about it. As much as...
Wind your body.
Yeah. It was more so that we were talking about when we were saying you actually have to put your back into it. Like, you feel silly, but the more you do it, it actually looks better.
We need to practice. Well, not practice, but maybe we just need to get out there a little bit more and just dance the now, eh?
Yeah, like.
But I want no
dance.
Phones. Not someone saying someone's going to record me, but as in I just want to feel liberated. I want like an extra dark room as well.
I get what you mean. I actually had a, because I was on a hen last weekend, and I had had a thought process about it. I was like, we really just record everything.
Everything,
like,
yeah.
I was dancing and after the fact, there were so many videos of me dancing and I was like, I didn't know that I was being recorded, but now I think about it, there was a flashing light the entire night.
Yeah.
I'm like,
just giving it.
Yeah, like we proper record everything.
Yeah.
Like there's no, because like I couldn't let loose because there's a camera on me.
And it's, I think in this day and age as well, it's like an actual, it's a video camera.
Mm.
Whereas maybe, let's just say 2007, it was more like a digital camera.
Yeah.
So it was like stills and it was kind of fun and your makeup's running
and
whatever.
And it's not like everywhere. Like you don't turn around and like every corner there's another camera. Yeah.
You use one.
Yeah.
If anything.
Proper document the night.
No.
Yeah. I mean, it's good and bad. It's what we've, it's our version of home videos. That's what I realized.
Yeah.
So what can we do?
Yeah. My mom said that she used to like rave with my dad in like basement parties.
Jeez, that
like,
sounds lit.
Jeez, go on, Lisa. No, it's babe.
With your daddy. That sounds actually really fun.
I can actually imagine her with her white level shoes. My dad, even recently, he was like, your mom was always wearing white shoes. I feel like that was her thing.
Really? She loves white shoes.
White shoes.
That's so cute.
White leather shoes.
That's really cute. That sounds like it was in that time.
Yeah.
A white leather boot.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
Who knows?
Super cutie.
But yeah, bring back partying.
Bring it back. Whoa. Is it bring it back? Actually, someone sent me a thing, a tweet of someone saying, even the group chat isn't popular anymore. Like everyone's fighting for their lives.
No, you know, yeah, absolutely.
Group
no one
chats
talks,
are all dead.
You know,
nobody's
no one talks
talking
anymore.
Anymore.
Like no one talks. But even the group chat that we're part of, I muted it, and then when I went on WhatsApp the other day, I was like, oh my god,
there's
so
no
many messages. Like,
oh, there was, so
there
many?
Was messages because we were speaking in it because Janelle sent that thing.
Oh, okay.
But I was like, oh, like people are speaking
people
in
talking.
It. I forgot about it.
We do not talk. Nobody talks anymore.
Everybody's fighting for their
everybody's
lives.
Fighting for, what is it though?
But it also feels like maybe I'm exaggerating, but especially in the last like 3 months.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
It's like, is it everyone's New Year resolution to cut off people?
To cut off everybody's friends. No more group link-ups and no more group friendships. I don't know what's going on, but the group chat is actually dead and gone.
Dead.
And that tweet was shocking because it had thousands of likes. And I'm like, so we're all...
Everyone's feeling
is
it.
Is it a season?
Maybe it's a season because I'm feeling more friendly now.
That's true.
As in, I want to be outside.
Yeah, that is true. But it still doesn't make me want to message the group chat.
Yeah, no. Oh, I feel like especially if I say something, people are going to air me at this point. I haven't spoken in ages.
Oh, you haven't, though. No. Yeah, you really haven't.
I haven't. So it's not I won't go there.
I think, do you know what it is? It feels like time is capped. There's no time for like frivolous conversations.
No, there isn't, innit? Like
frivolous conversations.
There's not.
Just get to the point. And the group chat doesn't get to the point. The group chat literally avoids it.
No.
So, yeah. I'll see you guys when you lot are ready to talk business.
It's not paying me. You know I'm not paying no man.
No, literally.
Do you know what's funny? I walked past the mirror today and I thought, oh, I wish I was that girl. Huh? Like, basically, I was listening to a song and it was like, basically, it doesn't bother me if it's not paying my bills or whatever. And I thought, I wish I was that girl.
You do?
You know, sometimes there's a particular type of girl who they are a bit cringy to me, but they're like, if it's not about my paper, I'm not into
it.
And they're quite organized in some ways. And
They're stacking.
They're stacking in their own little way.
Usually it's like, they do nails, they do hair.
Yeah.
And they've got a good little business going. And they're like, money after make.
Yeah, money after make.
And if it's not money, then don't chat. Literally.
Yeah. I want to adopt that attitude.
Why
like,
though? Why do you want that for yourself?
I need money.
All right. Basically, you want money is what you want.
I'm okay to adopt any personality.
That's required.
As long as it's going to pay me. I'm desperate at this point.
Everyone's fighting for their lives, you know, financially. Like, everyone. It's really bad. It's a recession. It's a fucking recession.
No, it really is a recession.
Fucking hell.
Oh, God.
I've just accepted that, like, yeah, I'm broke.
Yeah. All right. Like, aren't you too?
Kill me. Like, yeah, do you know what I mean? Shoot me. Yeah. You know, I'm broke.
Today, it was last night. I was like, I wasn't asked to be put here. Like, and remember, we are part of it's just a planet. Like,
it's a little planet.
Well, like, we're paying to live on the planet. Like,
it's our planet.
It's ours. Yeah. Why do we have to pay the bills? Like,
that is true. I mean, if you could build your own house, find yourself a little square of land and build your own house.
It is fucked. Everything's
you
a
have
cost.
To pay for the land. Even.
Like, do you know what was? I don't know if you were telling me someone's bought a house or something recently, and they were saying that you know when you have like a driveway and it's like a dip for your car to go, like that costs thousands of pounds.
Yeah, yeah.
It's ridiculous.
In you have to have it changed.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
It's wild.
One of my neighbors did it recently. Like. They basically had like a front porch and they made it into a drive and like they had to pay to get the dip done.
Shaved down.
So that people don't park there anymore because it used to have like a park space. You have to like apply to the council.
It's fucking ridiculous, man.
What happens if I find an area and I'm like, it's mine?
Yes.
Like this is mine. What?
It's true. You know what I mean? You might have squatters, right?
Some wood. Yes, some wood and brick. Build myself like, a little.
I'm building my own fucking
a little
house.
Ken.
Because. It's true. Like, they're not going to really call the police, are they?
I think they would.
Are you going to get arrested for building your own house?
Yes.
But like, isn't it? Like,
very much so.
But how long are you going to keep me in custody for?
I mean, as long as it takes. I don't know what the system is. But
I think
I'm sure
we should just have the audacity. Let's just have
build
audacity.
Some ground, I mean, some houses.
It'll be harder to kick you out. Then you're thinking, I'm telling you. Because remember when and there was like a travelling community in Hackney Wick?
Yeah.
And they was in like Mably?
Yeah.
Yes. For to get years. Them to remove them from that spot.
That's actually true.
But I guess they had a whole caravan.
That's what I was
going
to say.
We're saying bricks and water.
By the time we built like one layer, I'm sure somebody will call the police.
I'd probably just knock it down.
No, literally. Also, where is the land in London?
Oh, yeah.
You've got to go to Shropshire.
Yeah, we do.
And you know, you probably get away with it in Shropshire. It's so quiet. Nobody would even notice.
We're black.
Oh, yeah. It's
there's
true.
No way.
Criminals! There's a criminal building
there's
at
a
home.
Criminal.
They'll probably think we're building like a bomb, not even a house.
Yeah, I know. Oh, gosh. The joys of being black.
The joy.
How do you feel about being black this week? Would you rather be anything else?
Do you know what? I actually felt sad about being black this week.
Why?
Because I feel like people, I'm trying to think of the right way to say this to not get myself in trouble.
Misunderstand you?
They just don't get me. No, I'm like, people at work.
It's not even funny. That's no, a bad it's joke. Not,
it's a terrible joke. It's true. There's no jest in it. It's just 100% truth. I noticed, yeah, basically people at work were talking. And it was a three-way conversation. And then very gradually, it became a two-way conversation. And, like, I wasn't in it anymore. Then I was like, I guess I'll just make myself some tea. Like, and I was like, wow. Yeah. This is crazy.
Why do you think they slowly excluded you? Did you not have much to, like,
I was speaking. But I think it's just like, this is more comfortable.
Oh,
like,
what was the topic about, if you're comfortable saying or?
Nothing important. Oh, it was literally chit chat. It was
a very like, nice thing.
No. And I was like, because I'm black.
Yeah.
This happens to me everywhere I go. Because I'm black.
Because you're black.
So I kind of wished I had white skin. No, I'm joking. Didn't take it that far.
You want to be white, don't you?
Maybe. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. I really don't.
I'd like to be white for about maybe 2 years.
2 years? That's a significant... I thought you were going to say 2 weeks. 2 years? You just want to be white then? Why would you ever want to go back?
Oh, there we go.
It's all coming out
it's
now.
No, as a child,
I wonder what my psychology was. As a child, in my nighttime prayers, I used to say, I thank God for making me black.
Oh, that's pretty nice.
I don't know why, though.
Maybe it was your parents who instilled that into you.
Maybe. But in my adult years, I'm like, what an ignorant fool. No, I'm joking. No, but I do wonder, like, it's so be. Weird that I felt that way.
Thank God for making me black.
Like, I literally, man, evening prayer, thank you God for making me black. Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good, but it's just surprising.
It's very random.
Do you know what
child.
I mean? As a child.
Yeah.
Why was I so aware that I was like, this is definitely the right race to be? Like, what did I see? I must have seen something.
Bad. Yeah, you must have seen. You know, sometimes kids think they're deep as well.
Yeah. It's true. But no, yeah.
That's so funny.
Otherwise, happy to be black, I guess. I would do wonder how much money I'd earn if I were white.
Yeah.
Like being exactly me, but just white. Probably
imagine
like
that.
A millionaire.
Yeah. Imagine that.
Yeah.
That's so true. Imagine yourself as being white and how much further you'd probably be.
Yeah.
In some areas of your life.
I think I've spent my entire life fulfilling the diversity quota. I think, I was going to say, I don't want to toot my own horn, but I think I'm the sort of excellent that people are like, ooh. We can let this black
boy in. Do you feel like you're a bit of like a Stormzy?
Elaborate.
Like in terms of like...
Oh, accept. Yeah.
So like,
I
think Stormzy's fantastic and he's a fantastic musician, but there are loads of other fantastic, but he seems like the one that's been accepted by the white community.
I think I've spent my whole life being that person. And so I've always been like, phew, which is terrible. But I've not considered that even that's rooted in racism. So imagine I was just white.
Wow.
It wouldn't be what, even with my privilege, quote unquote, I still wouldn't. I'd still be way better off, basically.
Yeah.
How do you feel really about being black this week?
I'm not really black, am I?
Or mixed then?
Mixed race.
How do you feel about being mixed race?
I'm joking. How do I feel about being mixed race? Maybe similar to you. Because I feel like my personality how do I phrase this? Yeah, similar to how you feel. I feel like if I had my personality and I felt more comfortable in maybe myself, I think maybe in the dynamic of work, you're always going to feel uncomfortable as being like one of the only people of color or whatever. Mm. But if I didn't have that problem at all, I'd probably excel much further than I actually have because I haven't got all this thing in the back of my head of like, oh, are they going to get me? Or do I share my weekend plans because do they really get the vibe? And sometimes, you know what I actually think? like, not just this week or whatever, but and I'm part of a really fantastic team that I enjoy at the moment. But I do a lot of shit. But some things I just don't, I've never told work or people like that because so for example, like I've gone to the theatre a lot. I might not say I went to the theatre yesterday because they're going to say, oh, what was the play about? Yeah. And I'm like, black men boys. Or something. Yeah. You know, something similar like that and it makes it a bit dark. Or, oh, I went away this weekend. oh, who with? Oh, just some guy I'm seeing. But yeah. I can't be like, oh, you know, in the black community, we're not really together.
Yeah,
or,
yeah, yeah.
So there's a lot of things I just leave out. But I've actually had a fantastic weekend. I've probably gone to a place that you may go to because I like stuff like that too.
It's imposter syndrome, but I've just left basically. It out.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
But in particular this week, I feel all right.
That's good.
Yeah.
Good.
I feel all right.
Best of both.
That's what mom used to say, remember?
She used to call you best of both of you.
Yeah, like, I'm like so the bread. Like, the bread 50-50.
Oh, bless her. That's like, so funny.
Thanks, mom.
What a great reference. Yeah. The loaf of bread.
Best of both worlds. To be mixed race.
Oh, the joy.
No, that's joking. Another thing I was thinking of actually recently. I was thinking about my mom has never really like, she never brought us up implying that we were like, I don't know, more desirable than black people, whatever, because like a colour of our skin or anything. And I was thinking, imagine that she did, like, would I be a horrible person? Like if she did make a point on me being mixed race, or how would I be as a character if that was...
You probably feel yourself.
Yeah.
Kind of arrogant.
Yeah, I was just wondering. Yeah. And I also thought about, like, has she ever considered that? Like, has she ever thought, like, oh, my children are, like, light skin or mixed race. Does that make her feel good or... Don't know, like...
I mean, it is a thing for a lot of parents to mixed race kids, like, cute babies.
Yes, and that exactly, yeah. But yeah, I did wonder. Maybe I'll ask her.
I hate the politics of it because, like, I see loads of cute babies on TikTok that are... mixed race. I'm in a broody era, so I love baby talk, if that's a thing.
If not, I coined it.
But I'm enjoying watching babies. I find it really funny. Yeah. And like loads of the babies that I'm obsessed with are mixed race. And I feel like, oh, do I like as many black babies as I do mixed race babies? And I'm like, why do I even have to explore that politics with myself? It's just a baby.
It's just a baby. It's hard though, because I guess in many ways as well, maybe not TikTok, because TikTok's a little bit more different, but like, are you just seeing more light-skinned babies because that's what's pushed on the algorithm?
Yeah, definitely.
Do you know what I mean?
That's
like,
true.
Because I think in terms of like influencers and stuff, like family-based influencers, a lot of them are light-skinned.
Yeah, that's true.
The Cabs? Oh my gosh, what the
Cabs?
There's that family. That's the black family that I have in mind. But I can't think of it actually in any others from the top of my head.
No, that is very true. Yeah, because but it's just bad because like, I make a mental note. When I like black baby, I'm like, phew.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, obviously you think black babies are
cute. No,
that's
so
stupid.
Man. To be black.
Cheers to being
the joys.
Black.
Cheers.
Clink, clink.
Get me out of the country.
No, literally. Get me back to my people.
I want to go home.
Cheers to being black outside of the UK. Shall we do our toxic
Let's do it. This week's toxic thought reads, hey girls, I've been a huge fan of your podcast for a while.
Hi, thanks.
I only started listening last month and I'm absolutely hooked.
Oh.
You're both such a joy to listen to and you're hilarious.
Thank you.
That wasn't funny. No.
That really wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't.
It really wasn't funny. I'm not funny. Right.
You are funny. Stop it.
Stop it.
The irony of that, eh? That wasn't funny.
I have something.
Sorry, I need to stop. I need to stop. Sorry, go on.
I had a joke, but it's not funny.
It's not funny either.
No. I was going to say, Fola, maybe you should iron my knee. Because you said irony.
What the fuck?
Why would you iron my knee?
That's a really
ridiculous
a bad
joke. Not funny.
So bad that it's good.
So bad. Right. Sorry. I have something weighing on my chest and I was hoping you can help me out. My dating life has been pretty tragic in the last 5 years. I'm 32 and I've had many situationships, but I've recently met someone who treats me really well and is very sweet. We met on Hinge and the texts were flowing until eventually we transitioned to WhatsApp and he sent me a voice note. And his voice is very high pitched and I just can't get over it. As I said, I'm 32, so time isn't really of the essence. But I'm not sure if I'm completely attracted to him. Am I being shallow or is there just no hope? I want to know how
how high are we talking?
How
are we talking Michael Jackson high? I mean, Chris Rock. This is like
no. This is even Chris Rock. I'm taking a piss.
Yeah,
who's that?
Yeah, no, I swear, like, sick. Me and the boys, we were just, imagine. So what are you saying? What are you doing tonight?
Do you know what, yeah. Do you remember that time? So I went through a phase in college, again. Actually, you know, I feel like everyone goes through something in college for some reason.
Hmm.
It's a real transitioning phase for a lot of people. Or maybe I'm just trying to make myself feel good. So I went through a phase of, like, fake tanning. Really badly. You remember? I feel like, do you know what's so funny? You know when, like, it was such a long time ago that you should be able to laugh?
Sorry.
But even you laughing, I still feel away.
I'm so sorry. You know what? I just have one memory of chasing you.
No, yeah. Oh,
I'm going to cry.
Oh my gosh, you bump and chase me like, take more Instagram photos. I was like, no.
Okay, I can't breathe.
Why are you chasing me?
What a good friend. And also, I was trying to help you.
I didn't live that far.
Why was I saying take most of
them? What were you going to do?
I think you didn't have an oyster.
I didn't. Why did I have an oyster? So I told you, college was a crazy time for me.
Oh my. I'm actually crying. It's a really funny one.
You probably you chased me in the black.
You actually mugged me up. You. You mugged me up. Rookie, yeah, I was upset. Oh my god, I'm crying.
And Follow was chasing me with an oyster card. Say, take oyster. Oyster. And I said, no.
And Rookie was ignored. I was chasing you for time. I feel like we got to the end of Bodley Road. You still weren't.
I was in such a bad mood.
You were so angry. It wasn't even me.
I know. You know what? Sometimes I think for me it was more of the embarrassment. It's like, I need to tell the story.
Sorry, go on.
So basically, I went through a phase of like fake tanning, like really, really badly. Like maybe I wanted to be black. Every day I was piling on the fake tan, piling it on.
No, you were going to sunburn.
Yeah, I was doing everything.
Oh, you were doing both.
Even to the point that, you know how that you have to do like 24 hours? I was doing my rounds of like different places, topping
up.
I really wanted to be dark.
Wow.
I've got spicy armpits.
Oh, good.
So yeah, so on top of like doing the sunbeds.
Sorry, I keep getting the image of me chasing you. I can see it like it's now. The view of you in front of me. You were just marching, Rukia. You weren't stopping for shit.
So, yeah, I kept on piling on the fake tan. And then one day I came to school. No, college. It was college, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Came to college and I was literally like Donald Trump orange. Like, I was so orange in my face.
Yeah, I remember.
And everyone was like, I remember it was Audrey in particular.
Yeah, I remember her asking you as well.
Why did she do that? Like,
oh, did she say that?
Yeah, she's like, why is she doing that? Like, and bear in mind, this is something I can't go to the toilet and just wash
you
it off.
You can't wash it off. Like, it's your whole skin.
I'm just sitting there
until
like,
it's worn off. This is who you
looking
are.
Looking orange. And the whole day, it literally felt like, I say minimum about 20 people.
Yeah,
said,
I remember.
Have you been around there?
And I remember each time thinking, shut up. Because you said that you were uncomfortable.
I even remember Mr. McCauley, our sociology teacher, being like, well, you've been away, Ricky. And I'm like, fuck off. I'm going through things. But anyway, I got to the last period of the day. And one girl called Katrina, she was like, Ricky, you look darker. And I thought, fuck it. And I was actually a good student. Like, I would never walk out of class.
Mm.
I said, I'm off. So I was charging out of our school. Charging out the gates. That's what followers following me with the oyster card saying, take my oyster card.
I think, is that the day that I think I gave you a pound or something?
Oh, no, that's when I was decided to run away from home. And you gave me £1
What's
for chicken
and
chips.
Gonna do?
That was when my mum was pissing me off and I thought, fuck it, I'm running away to my nan's.
I'm running away.
Like, she didn't even live there at the time.
Okay, yeah. And I was trying to give you the oyster card.
He's trying to give me the oyster card. Thank you, by the way.
Sorry. The way you were marching. I've never experienced that from you because...
Yeah, I'm not angry like that.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
And also, basically, when I first started chasing you, I wasn't quite sure if you could hear me. So I was like, let me get closer. Then I was like, oh, she's ignoring me. I chased you for time.
You probably chased
and
me.
You were marching. I think at the point that I was saying take the quotes card is when I realized, oh, you're ignoring me. I was like, just say the oyster and you can go.
You did. Oh, so funny.
Oh my God, it's really funny.
So yeah, but I was so upset, man. But nobody's fault but my own. Like, people just comment on what they could see.
Isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, it was so exposing. It was kind of felt like I got a BBL and I came
and it was like,
oh, you changed your body. Like,
yeah.
And there's nothing you could do. Anyway. The story's
getting long.
So basically, I remember getting to Homerton, which is a place in Hackney. And then some guy was like, excuse me, can I just, I'm going to talk to you.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, I'm telling a really bad story, you know, because this ending is proper boring.
This is supposed to say he had a high-pitched voice.
Yeah. And you know what? It cheered me up. But I thought this is really ridiculous.
Oh, it was that day.
It was that day.
Okay, fine.
So I was in a really foul mood. I was really teary. And then the guy was like, excuse me.
I've got no choice but to laugh now.
That was a really bad story.
No, I mean, it would have been fine.
It's relevant.
If it didn't become funny, it would have been fine. But the memory of me chasing you took us down a different path.
Jokes, man.
Too funny. But no, having a high voice.
So
like,
yeah, back to the toxic thought.
Yeah, I feel... I'm always uncomfortable with this kind of thing. Mm. Because I have my truth. And then I just feel like, but my truth is mean. So I don't necessarily feel comfortable. I don't feel comfortable being like, some high pitched voice. Ugh, who wants to be with that? Do you know? That, it just feels like, that's not nice.
That's not very nice.
But I do feel that way.
Yeah, I think sometimes it's good to like strike a balance of, sometimes if it's not for you, it's not for you.
Mm.
And that's just fine. And I think—
you'd have to be mean about it.
Yeah, what we do as women is like, we compromise and then get mean about it later on.
Yeah, you get frustrated.
Or like make digs.
Yeah.
Like digs and digs and digs.
Yeah.
And it's
yeah.
like, we actually become more of a bitch.
Yeah. You should just stick to your truth.
Just stick to your truth.
You don't like high-pitched voices. That's okay.
Like, yeah.
You know, let's be honest with ourselves. We all have a type. And we all have things that we're attracted to. We can be like, I don't know, social justice. I just sound like a mad hypocrite right now. But I'm just, as it's coming out, I'm like, there's definitely a colorist out there who said this. But
oh yeah, it's just my type.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah.
But it's layered.
It is layered. Yeah. And so, yeah. When it comes to stuff like that, we should be honest with ourselves. Like, there is, I know that we want equality for everyone and like, we all people are beautiful and all that kind of stuff thing. But you can't neglect your truth because of politics.
Exactly.
To us. But this is, the reason I'm like, ooh, is because you could use that argument to justify a lot of madness. Like,
do you know what? I feel like a voice in particular is quite niche.
Yeah.
Whereas I feel like maybe if you're being like fat phobic or like being a colorist or sexist or something, like that has deep roots to the point that it can actually damage someone or like it's more problematic. But if you just don't like high pitched voices, then what? I think there's no history to it. Do you know what I mean?
Like
there's
no
oppression.
Because it's I don't know if I'd call it oppression, but masculinity. And
yeah.
And I think this reminds me of the height conversation because it's so mad that like everyone with their chest will say, don't like short guys. He's not tall. He's only 5'4", whatever. Mm. And it's, no one's even like, stop, don't say that. Like everyone's like, yeah, everyone in the room.
Yeah.
But like, do you know how horrible that is for short men? Like
No. They
must be, well, I think even statistically, like there's a lot of, I don't want to say depression, but they're going through it essentially.
Yeah, oh yeah. Men suffer a lot of it.
And I'm like, is it just that we're being insensitive because it's men and we're like, fuck, who cares about men?
100%.
And they don't have feelings anyway.
100%. Like, I think generally men and women are at war with each other anyway.
Exactly.
And like, we're more oppressed than men in certain areas. So we're like, well, this is my minor feedback to you. Like, yeah.
And the problem is, that men aren't, because of how vulnerable it is to be in one of those groups, whether it's short, high-pitched voice or whatever, it takes a lot more courage for them to be like, actually, we matter too. Accept me as I am.
Yeah.
People just laugh at them.
Because then you're basically a bitch at this point.
Literally.
People feel you're a bitch.
So
yeah.
The toxic masculinity that we essentially all encourage stops them from even like fighting for their rights.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you know what I mean?
And a lot of men are silenced.
So I feel bad because there are things like this, like a high-pitched voice. They can't change it. And I don't like it, but they can't change it.
Do you like not like it? I don't
like a high pitched voice.
Really?
Nah.
I don't really like.
I'm funny about voices, you know.
Really?
Yeah, because I've got a deep voice. I can't be with a man that's gonna be doing like, "Yo, babe," and I'm like, "What are you saying?" Back, nah. You better beat me in that category.
Yeah, no, it's true, and I think a lot of women are, you know, more attracted to deep voices.
That's what I mean. That's why I think of height, because this is one of those that's like basically every woman.
You think they're equal though, height and voice?
I don't think they're equal. I think voice is less vulnerable because you can hide it.
Yeah, it's less. I think it's less common as well
to have a high pitched voice.
Like it's not a discussion you'll see on like the blogs or like Twitter or whatever about men's voices.
Maybe height, we're more accepting about it.
Yeah, I just do. You know, I do have maybe like a weird association in my head with like, again, not taking men with high pitched voices seriously. I feel like they're always funny and a bit clowny in school. You know the ones with the high pitched voices, like they had to become this.
It's because they had to clowny character,
to be charismatic and stuff.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I feel like I do. Yeah, maybe more of like a feminine voice, I think I would struggle with.
And oh, but I see them as the same thing.
Really? High pitch?
Yeah. Do you not?
Yeah, no, you're right. And I think it would be something I would struggle with.
You laughed at the guy that...
Oh, yeah. He actually cheered me up. I was like, what the fuck is this? No. Like,
how can you say what the fuck is this? Yeah.
Excuse me, can I just like...
You're literally imitating a mouse.
No, he did sound like that.
Oh, wow. Exactly. So yeah, that's kind of sad.
But I feel like there's two parts to this. So one part is like, you know, like check your biases and all that kind of stuff. And
check then
there's your biases of like how you treat you, whatever. Yeah. And then there's just the reality.
Yeah.
And sometimes you can't just use someone as your point to like, okay, let me work through my issues through you.
No, you have to work through them before.
Yeah.
And yeah. The only reason, basically, I stand by that, but I'm uncomfortable saying it because I think there's so many problematic things that you can use that as justification. Yes.
Yeah.
Of like, live your truth. Like, even if it might be problematic, live your truth.
Yeah.
Because, I don't know, colorism, fat phobia, even if it's problematic, live your truth. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I know that this is not on the same level as fat phobia and colorism. But it is a similar thing of like, there's not much you can do about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a societal thing that is rooted in a preconceived notion that we have about what men should look like what masculinity, what a good man looks like.
Mm-hmm.
Same can be said for those other things too.
But you know, I'm thinking out loud here, so please don't cancel me. But do you feel like the main problem with this whole preference stuff is how like fat people or black women are treated? Also, I know it's different when it comes from like for example, if a white man isn't just attracted to black women, I feel like you'd be accepting of like that doesn't concern you as a black woman.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how he treats you or black women as a result of his biases. Do you know what I mean? It's completely different with a black man. From my perspective, a black man, not like a black woman, it's like, well, that's just strange.
Mm.
But like, so for the voice thing, it's like, you know, you don't want to be mean to someone because of their voice. But if that's just not your preference, that's just not your preference. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm not attracted to like fat men.
Mm-hmm.
And that could just be like, that could be a bias of mine. but like I've never outwardly gone out
be horrible, or even though
I say that, like I've actually never been with a fat man, so maybe that wouldn't be much of a problem. But yeah. I think maybe sometimes more about how you treat people rather than just having the preference.
Thing.
Yeah,
that is the more important thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I guess a lot of colorist men aren't horrible to black women, but they might like sisters on you, for example, and call you a queen. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah, I was thinking about that recently, actually, with the whole like black. It's funny because sometimes I'm like, I can't really put people in this out there because it's like, who the fuck am I to be saying this? But like, black women, you should be careful of these guys who are like, don't think they're not colorist just because they accept you as a friend.
Yeah. 100%.
Like there's bare.
Lots of colorist men have female friends,
and they think they're fine, but it's like, no, they're not. Like
they see you as their mum.
Yeah.
Like
yeah,
they
compare
you to, they're liking you to their mum.
Yeah.
But again, that's not necessarily bad treatment, but it is rooted in a problematic belief. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it gets a bit techie there. Obviously, the most important thing is always treat people well.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you do have biases, because the reality is we all have biases.
Of course, yeah.
Treat them well because of it. But at the same time, I mean, irrespective of it, sorry. But at the same time, we still take issue with like examples like that of a colorist man whose sister zones all dark-skinned women.
Yeah.
Like, he's not doing anything bad to them.
Mm-hmm.
But we still take issue with that. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
So this falls into the same vein. It's like, brothers of zoning feminine men, you're not doing anything wrong, but it's still not right.
Yeah, it's not right. Yeah. But what do we do?
And yeah, I'm going to stick to the voice and leave all the other examples out because it's almost like I'm playing devil's advocate against myself.
Oh, yeah, you were.
And fuck the devil. So, as far as the voice is concerned, without getting too political, just leave him alone. If it's not something that you can 32. Get past.
What? So? As in she brought up the... Sorry, no, I didn't mean... So I didn't mean it that way. But she mentioned that...
You were like, girl, she's got no choice.
She's got no choice. She's 32. Got settle down,
yes, man. You know what I mean?
I feel like she's struggling. It's like at... I was going to say at this age, but like it's... I don't know. I feel like as we get older, we learn to compromise a little bit more on certain things.
Yeah.
And if this is genuinely a great man and it's just his voice, surely you'll be able to like get used to it a little bit.
It depends on how big a deal it is to you. Because, certain things you can compromise on, certain things you can't. If it's something that makes you not attracted to him, you can't compromise on that.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Whereas if it's something that's like, you know, you're still attracted, but it just makes you go, sometimes, and everything else outweighs it, then you're fine.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe he'll be for someone else. It's so weird how like someone else's trash is someone else's treasure.
And this is why it's important to live your truth, because to you, that voice might be so icky, but to someone else, they might not even notice it.
At all.
They really might not. Yeah. So you just have to go where you're loved.
Yeah.
And if you're going to end up emasculating him.
Yeah.
Emasculating him because of it, don't play with your self-esteem.
Yeah.
Like, let it be.
Don't do it.
Don't do it, girl.
Please don't do it. Because one of us comes in and we all got to do it. Rookie got the money, so Rookie go
I feel
pay.
Like, amen.
One day.
Amen. But yeah, no, this... I don't know why this one makes me feel sad for him. Like, that's such a vulnerable thing to be sending someone a voice note and not knowing they're on the other end going, ooh, to your voice.
Do you know what? Sometimes I feel like I have a theory. And I was going to say men do it, but I think women do it too. Sometimes they just want to get their insecurities out of the way. So maybe like he has sent the voice note on purpose because maybe previously he's experienced like rejection because of it.
Yeah,
I'm kind of like that with my body, if I'm honest. Sometimes I'm like, if I meet someone and I'm like, please just be in person.
Yeah.
I just want to get this over with.
Oh, wow.
Just in case you're not attracted to me.
Yeah.
Less.
Last thing I want to do is catfish you.
Yeah. It's my biggest fear, you know.
Let's
like,
get to the
do
truth.
Do I look like myself in person?
Your dating apps. When I think about dating apps now, like, wow. They're rough, man.
Rough.
Like, it's so hard. And it's really vulnerable. Really vulnerable. Like, you're really putting yourself out there on a platter and saying, based on how I look,
do you like me?
And then based on how I sound, do you still like me? Do you like me enough to actually meet up with me?
Especially in the black community as well, because black men do not know how to do dating profiles properly. So it's literally based on your looks. Because I feel like white men, they put an effort into their bios and stuff like that. I don't know if black women, I don't know about, obviously I'm not looking at women online. Mm. But I wonder if black women put enough more effort in than like white women with like profiles.
I think it depends on the kind of black woman you are.
Mm.
Yeah. I feel like some, like this personality type thing.
Yeah.
You've got the it girls that are like, I'm buff. I can put a dot in my bio.
Do you remember when we looked?
Yeah.
And I was like, this is why we ain't getting no likes.
The girls are girling. Jesus.
The first traps, the gym traps. I was traps. In shock. There's me up. I
was like, why have I ever gotten a like?
When these are the girls. A peace sign up on like a mountain cliff. And I was like, I got no likes.
I literally was like, how did I ever get a like?
Yeah.
When these are the rest of the girls. I am literally, I look like shit on their shoe, on their Louboutin, based on my profile, not me, but my profile was giving shit on the Louboutin. So yeah, no, I am, it's just so vulnerable.
It is vulnerable.
Savage. They're so savage.
It is.
I wonder what it's like now. Like, are people still not really confessing that they want love?
To know. I really don't know. Obviously, I don't use dating apps.
Yeah, I'm intrigued. I mean, because I feel like, based on my surroundings, it's a new era of like, I think people are actually admitting, or just say love. Men are admitting that they want love a little bit more.
Oh, really?
From what I can see, yeah.
Interesting. Gosh. They finally got their millions.
They finally made a million.
Gosh.
They're finally accepted that they can't afford their flat and they need to share the rent with someone.
Now the crisis and like, is real, you know.
Love. The recession. the recession has got them wanting love now. But yeah, I'm like, I wonder if it's still full of crazy people who like have just gotten out of something and are looking for something to
absolutely
get over it.
Absolutely. Well, according to Are We Dating the Same Guy?
Oh.
Dating that apps are riddled
makes me
with
really
them.
Sad.
Yeah, the women are crazy on those.
I think we need a new dating app, you know?
We do.
I think it's we need a new one that's literally, think Match.com, but for young people. Like, Match.com is very intentional. You don't go on there to fuck about.
Have you been on there before?
No.
Oh, yeah. I feel like it's what my mom would maybe go on.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That it's for old people.
For old people, yeah.
But we need an equivalent for young people.
But sorry, when you say young, what are you just talking?
I'm still young. Don't know what you love. I mean, young as in not your mom. Like, maybe 25 to 38, 40.
Oh, okay, got
like
you,
just
got you.
A version of it that isn't like for what it feels like for ancient people who are lonely and looking.
What a cow!
I'd stop myself there.
Lonely, divorce, widowed. Like
widowed. Cut the cameras. That was an accident. But you know what I mean. Like Match.com is giving. I've been alone for many years. I'm very lovely, and I have a cat.
Fine.
Do you not think so?
I know. I just think you think it's for older people.
No, but I do think it's also
own cats. No, and are divorced.
I do think it's particularly because older people are on Hinge.
Yeah,
like 50-year-olds are on Hinge.
That's true.
Do you know what I mean? But Match.com is the brand.
Yeah,
the brand is.
Is it an app? Is it a website?
This, see, even the fact that you've had to ask that, I feel like you have to click upload for your pictures on there. Like,
so silly.
Yeah, so I think we need a younger equivalent where it's like it's equally as intentional, serious people, normal, fun. Here.
Yeah,
I guess that's what Hinge was at one point.
Yeah, it's just
now it's hanging on its hinges.
Yeah. Good one.
Wink, wink.
Oh gosh. Yeah. Let's, I once tried that. What's that? Melanin
stuff. Matchmaker.
It was so bad.
Really?
It was just full of like old freshmen.
I don't
one even found me on Facebook and was like, hello, I tried to message you, but your profile disappeared. I was like,
did he match you?
No, I deleted it straight away. I had to look. I was like, this is not
and
for me.
And he found you on Facebook.
And do you know what? I think I even paid for it. And I got a refund. So I was like, this is so bad.
You paid?
Yeah, I paid. I think I paid a tenner. Yeah. Desperate times.
Yeah, I mean, it's not even desperate times.
Because you think sometimes if you pay for something, it's going to be more quality, intentional, yeah, serious people.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, it wasn't. It wasn't.
I guess you got all the Afro uncles, the fraudsters. What's £10 to them?
The ones that always go to University of Greenwich or Birkbeck.
Literally.
If they say there, that, they didn't go uni, do you know?
They didn't. They got a uni. They got their visa for uni. Yeah. But they didn't attend one lecture in their life.
Every time I see them, I'm like, nope. You didn't go uni. You didn't go.
I didn't know Birkbeck was in there as well.
Yeah, Birkbeck.
I thought it was just Greenwich.
Birkbeck and Greenwich. They all go to the same uni apparently. Or UEL. Yeah.
I'm so dead.
Crazy.
But yeah, what would you advise for our sis with a high pitch?
I think I'm probably projecting here, but I'm in my bag of like, if it's not for you, let it go.
Yeah, that's facts.
And like, it's, I think a lot of women kind of get stuck in the phase of like, they feel like men choose them and they forget that you have a choice in dating as well. So like, there's plenty of men out there who are not like, oh, I really like her, this is a problem, but I still really like her, I'm going to pursue her. They're like, oh no, it's not for me. Like, men are very good at being selfish and like figuring out what they want. But women, it kind of feels like, okay, men kind of hunt you down for a little bit, and then once they kind of got you, or they feel like you're all right, then it's like, then you're patiently waiting to be like swooped up or, I don't know, wifed up, yeah, or whatever. And it's like, no, you actually have a choice, and
yeah,
you can decide. Like, you're dating him, talking to him for a reason
to decide.
It's a two way thing. Yeah. You're getting to know each other,
yeah,
and you'll see if you like each other, and if you don't, then you just don't.
Yeah, yeah.
I
actually dated a high pitched voice guy before.
Did you?
I couldn't get over it.
Oh, you couldn't get over it?
No. I always, yeah, I really struggled to see him as like manly.
Really?
Yeah.
Even despite like, because I'm assuming he was manly outside of.
He was very manly outside of all of that. But it was just hard. Do you know what? Sometimes I would forget. Then every now and then I'd be like, what the fuck? Yeah, it's a hard one. You're right. Like, you have to see the dating phase as like a phase to discover, like, do you want to be with this person or not?
Yeah. And there's just certain things that you can accept, some things that you can't. Like, I think definitely in my older age, there's things that maybe when I was younger, I would be like, oh my God, no, I wouldn't do that. But now I would. Like, maybe, and that, like, a guy with a fresh voice, for example. Like,
oh, yeah.
I would be like, oh no, not for me. But now I'm like, ooh.
Who cares? You're
just from a different country. Yeah. Like, that's not a big deal.
There's a lot of stuff that we need to unlearn. We've had to unlearn over the years. Yeah,
exactly. And I'm assuming at the age of 32, like, she kind of knows what things she was willing to compromise on and what she's not.
Yeah, exactly.
And maybe just the high-pitched voice isn't just not for her.
Yeah, yeah. That's fair. It is fair.
Yeah.
Like, what makes all the different nodes in our minds that make up, like, attraction? You can't trace all of them back. Like, some of it is, like, what you saw growing up. Yeah. Some of it is, I don't know, your crush at school. Some of it's your dad. You know what I mean? So if you don't like it, you just don't like it.
Yeah. A lot of attraction is based on shallowness, to be honest. Like, let's be honest.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You like someone maybe because of the shape of their body or the way that they dress. Or yeah. Like, it's all shallow things.
Yeah. So. 100%. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's actually true. Yeah. Like, physicality is important.
Yeah.
As is, I guess, sound.
Sound, yeah, yeah. Some women, like, beefy. Like, I have a friend who likes proper muscly men. And I'm like, dunno, it's not my type. Like,
I used to like that.
Like, proper bulky, muscly.
Well, not so muscly that they look dumb. But, like...
Yeah. Like, that's why I don't
wash your own back. Yeah.
That's the test.
Yeah, that is literally the test. Because a lot of them, they cannot
that's
reach for
so
their
crazy.
Back.
That's crazy. Yeah, for me, it's given you don't have a job.
Yeah.
If you're that hench.
Because where's
the time?
Do you dress?
Yes.
Where can you go and dress appropriately?
It's true.
You probably have to wear, like, you know, those vests that are like a string. That's the only clothes that fit you.
Do you know what? I can picture, like, that kind of body type in. For some reason, like a navy shirt. Like
navy
chinos and like
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Bolt shoes.
When they try and dress up, that's what they do. Yeah.
With a skinny belt.
Literally, that's what. Why is that their go-to outfit?
They look pucker. It's always pucker.
Maybe like, there's one brand that fits them and they all have the blue shirt and the chinos.
That's it's always the chinos. It's that
look. Chinos in 2024. Yeah. Chinos. That was from an era.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
What the hell is a chino? It's like a...
Yeah, what is it?
A lycra trouser.
Yeah. Do you remember the Rihanna Topman t-shirt phase as well?
Oh, my God, yes.
Everyone was wearing it.
That
Everyone.
Is so funny.
It was a time.
What a time.
Yeah.
Masculinity has really evolved. I think masculinity in general is really complex.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually would encourage her to see how she feels because you don't know this man yet. And like, if his masculinity is lined up kind of perfectly for you in every other way, you'd be surprised just how much you can forget about his voice.
Yeah. Because I think it kind of becomes like a norm, if you know what I mean. Like, you know, sometimes when you're so used to something, you can't see beyond it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like with my friends, everybody's just buff. But like, I never really look at my friends. I'm like, let me work you out.
Yeah,
you're just, it's just a sweeping thing.
It's your whole package. Yeah.
Like, if I saw you walking along the street, would I recognize you? Would I not? Like, I wouldn't. You're just all buff. Yeah. It's just a sweeping thing.
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe with a voice, it's like, you might just get so used 100%. To it that you forget.
You'll perceive him as a package.
Yeah.
And when you're, obviously, these are first impressions. So each and every detail, you cling onto it. Like,
you're scrutinizing
when
it,
on this dating app thing, you'll literally be like, so what'd you do? Oh, I'm a manager. Oh, what kind of manager? You're trembling. And then he's like, oh, I work in catering. And you're like, do you mean that you cook?
Yeah,
or do you mean that you're behind the scenes? Which type of manager in catering? And every single word, you're clinging onto it to form a view of them.
Mm.
But once you have that view, you'd be surprised. You might not be clinging onto his voice as much.
Yes, that's
because
true.
Because you've got so much more colour on the palette of who he is.
I think give it a go. I mean, I don't know if they've met in person because of WhatsApp, but like, if meet in person, it might not sound as weird. Because remember, with voice notes, you just concentrate on the voice.
Whereas
like in person, there's so much other things that keep you stimulated.
Yeah.
There's a sexy man in front of you. Like, clearly, 100%. You matched with him for a reason.
Exactly.
He must be attractive. So,
yeah, it's a lot more important to analyze what he's saying. Rather than the voice
saying it
in.
Oh, that's actually jokes.
Because it's bad how money will change everything as well, you know. Let him tell her that she's rich. See if she'll write in again.
It's true.
Let's see if she's writing into any podcast.
Late money will make your ears just perk
literally up. He's like, he's so manly. He's got a big dick, I can tell.
Man. Oh, I feel sorry for the man.
Not easy.
You have to have money.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think I saw something. A guy had said that like he made loads of money and he realized that his whole life changed in terms of like how people treat him.
Insider article.
And it's like, it's a sad fact. It's a really sad fact.
Yeah.
It's going to change everything for you.
Yeah. Women do, they act different when you got money, but
not just women, the world.
Yeah.
Like, you're everywhere you go, people act different when they think you have money. Like, it's currency. Literally, so unfortunately.
It's so wild.
Yeah.
I was having a discussion yesterday about like, with men, I feel like they don't, there's, I don't know, not particularly type of men, but there's some men out there who would literally rather be with the woman who reflects his goals rather than a woman who kind of rides out with him. So for example, like, I don't know, I have this husband. He's had his business idea for like years and years and years. I've seen him through his highs and his lows or whatever. And then eventually gets to where he wants to be. Let's just say a millionaire, for example. Mm. And he leaves me for another woman because she's kind of there. She likes the lifestyle. She's there for the money.
Yeah.
He likes that kind of woman because that complements his ego and who he always wanted to be.
Yeah,
whereas me, maybe I'm not in it for that. And it's like, I see him outside of this bravado that he wants to be sort of thing. He was saying, oh, but like, I feel like, no, women, men,
he was saying that.
Men, this guy I'm talking to.
Oh, right.
That he thinks that most men would want the ROD, basically. And I'm like, you'll be surprised.
You'd be surprised. It's a tailor's all the time.
Yeah.
Like, a lot of men who, I guess it's a confidence thing.
Mm.
Usually it's men that lack self-confidence. So when they get to that place, it's important for them to feel validated.
Yep.
Further than just the money in their bank account.
Yeah.
They need the lifestyle to match. They want the car.
Yeah.
They want the babe that they saw in magazines that they never thought they'd be able to get. But a man who's secure, which is probably his case, which is why he doesn't agree with you, obviously isn't going to go for that.
Mm.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
It is very
interesting.
But yes.
But yeah, I think give this guy a go.
Yeah, give it a chance. There's no harm. You're literally talking on an app. You just keep talking. See what happens.
Keep it going.
And if you get to a point that you're like, nah, I can't speak to this girl anymore, then that was bad. Then, you know, part ways.
Keep it moving. Unmatch. Ghosting.
No, I'm joking. Ghost him when you don't want him anymore. Don't say anything. Just ghost him. No, I'm joking. Obviously.
But
we love you lots, guys.
Love you lots.
We gotta see you next week because we're running over.
Yeah, we're running over.
Bye.
So abrupt, badly.
Yeah, no.
I hope you have a fantastic week.
Okay.
We are very blessed to have you as listeners.
Oh my God.
Forever grateful.
We love you so much, guys.
Adios, amigos.
Bye.